Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Remember, you have the power to change the environment. All right, that's the topic of today's Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back, my friend, Sam Crowley. It is an amazing day. Any day that you're vertical, man, that you woke up on the right side of the ground is an amazing day. That's not some hokey motivational crap either. You know me better than that, right? We don't dive into that stuff. I'm serious. You got to be grateful that you woke up. You got an opportunity. Yesterday may have been tough. Hell, an hour ago might have been tough. But you got a brand new hour, brand new half a day, brand new day, week, month, however you want to frame it. But if you want things to change, you got to change the environment if you don't like what's going on right now. A lot of that has to do with the people that you choose. They're not coming into your life. You're allowing those individuals into your life. You're allowing their negative talk, their negative action. They're bringing you down like an 800-pound cinder block. It ain't easy, man. I'm telling you, some of the most difficult decisions you're going to have to make are going to be who you allow close to you in your inner circle. And that's not going to make you very fan-friendly, but you got to say, ask yourself a question. What's more important? Living life on purpose, leaving a legacy, and living your best life, or having the disease to please? Hey, for some people, they can't do it. They got that disease to please, man. They can't make the big leap. They can't go forward because all of the individuals that they've chosen to hang around, they don't want to disappoint them because they're going to have to hear that thing. We've all heard it, man. We've all heard it. You've changed. You changed, man. You're not the same. Yeah, no, I get it. I just decided I didn't want to live in Averageville my entire life. I hope that's all right. And if it's not, geez, man, I'm sorry. I got a commitment I got to make to my family. I got a commitment I got to make to my dream. I don't want to die with the music still in me. And I mean, imagine having that conversation with one of your friends. I mean, seriously, can you even imagine going up to one of your friends and saying, I don't want to die with the music still in me because when I drive by a cemetery, I can hear a symphony playing from all the other people that died with the music still inside of them. Can you imagine saying that to somebody, what they would do? They'd look at you. They'd call a hospital, man. They'd have you taken away in a straitjacket. Nobody talks like that. You know, but yet we all think that if you get people in the privacy of their own thoughts and you get inside their cranium, man, and you really listen to what, that's exactly what they're thinking. You know, people who have settled in life are so incredibly frustrated, but they can't pull the trigger and be the individual on the outside that they're feeling on the inside because of they've got this incredible fear of being judged, of what other people are going to say about them, think about them. Man, it is not easy. But if you give them a truth serum, they would say, I don't want this life. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to be out of shape. I don't want to be in a bad relationship. I don't want to be staring at my bank account online every single week, watching the withdrawals come out and no deposits going in, or I get the same paycheck every 2 weeks. Doesn't matter how hard I work or how little I work, I get the same paycheck, you know? So number one, you can change the environment by changing the people that you hang around. So you have to now start elevating your game just to be around individuals who are playing at a higher level, number one. Number two, eliminate the negative. Eliminate the negative, you know, the Twitter feed you're watching, the Facebook post that you're looking at, Instagram ads and whatever else you're looking at online. Eliminate it. What do you think is, I find this to be a really fascinating question. Do you think it would have more impact on your life to bombard your mind, your body, and your spirit with positive, motivational, inspirational messages, or to eliminate negative, toxic messages? Which one do you think would have a greater impact? I don't even know. Like, I don't have a scientist. I know for me what it is, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same for you. I think it's not even close. I don't even think it's close. Eliminating the negative will have a way better immediate impact on your mental health, your ability, and your performance than bombarding yourself with positive messages. I know to be true. I mean, when I cut out all that negative stuff online, I used to get all wrapped up at whatever you call it, politics, or you just drama, people. I'd go search it. I wonder what they're doing now. That son of a bitch did me wrong 5 years ago on a business deal. They never paid me, blah, blah, blah. That type of talk, man, it sucked the life out of me. I mean, it's like just the air right out of this balloon. I mean, I imagine just got that balloon full of energy, you know? And you can bombard your mind and your body and your spirit with the greatest. Go listen to Tony Robbins on, you know, 10, on a scale of 1 to 10. Just have him screaming at you. You know, you're all fired up. You're fired up. You got this balloon full of all this energy, positive. And then you go online and you get sucked into some political argument. Or you go chasing down some rabbit trail, chasing a shiny object. You know you got no business going to, you know, maybe some webinar that you spent an hour because somebody convinced you that you were going to make X amount of money, you know, with this many leads doing, selling this something, e-commerce. And you're like, oh, I just wasted an hour of my life because at the end, they didn't really give me a lot of information. They gave me just enough to be excited. And then they pitched me their $5,000 program and now I can't do it. And now I'm more depressed than if I would have never seen the webinar in the first place. You know what I'm talking about? So I don't even think it's close. I think if you consciously focus on eliminating the negative stuff you look at on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, whatever it is, whatever your preferred social media platform is, if you focus on eliminating that, it's going to have a 10x result in your everyday life. All right? So those two things, people and messages. All right. Removing the negative. And it's your environment, man. We create our own environment. Yeah, we absolutely do. And I shared this from the book I read, Willpower Doesn't Work. Thank you, Ron Blake. Recommended that to me a year ago. And when I read that book, Willpower Doesn't Work, it was amazing because the analogy that Benjamin Hardy gave, who's the author of the book, was talking about the pantry. Just don't go in the pantry. Create or get everything out of the pantry. Now, I got four kids, so I can't get the chips and the pretzels and everything out. I don't want to rob my kids of that, all right? I know that some people listen to the show are like, you should take everything out of there. Your kids should be vegan, and you should be feeding them green smoothies. Yeah, okay. All right, my kids are good kids. They want a pizza or they want a bag of chips. They're going to have a pizza and a bag of chips. Everything in moderation is fine, especially when you're a teenager, all right? But what I will say for myself, it would be incongruent for me to camp out in the pantry if I wanted to be in the best shape at age 51 of my life, which I feel I'm almost getting there. I'm hitting the gym now 5 days a week ever since January 6th. If you listen to that podcast, that week I caught the flu or felt I got flu tested. I didn't have it, but I'm telling you, they had to get the test. I felt like I was dying. Finally got rid of the cough like a week ago. But my point being is that I downloaded this app. I forget the name of. Anyway, tracking calories. I got MyFitnessPal now. I track all what I eat, and it's not as boring and nerdy, and you know, it's not as much of a buzzkill as I thought it would be. It's kind of cool, you know. Bought a food scale, kind of weighing my food now, all that good stuff. It's not as big of a, you know, nerdy thing as I thought, and it's had a pretty dramatic impact. Very subtle thing, like I said yesterday. Do simple better. It was simple. It cost me $10 to buy a food scale on Amazon. Weigh my food. Now I can kind of give it the eye test. I don't really need to weigh everything. I know a banana's 100 gram or 100 calories. I know an apple's 100 calories. I know half a cup of oatmeal. Oats. I mean Quaker oats in the box, not the stuff that's been processed. But that's 150 calories. So I know, man. I'm 200, 350 calories in at breakfast. I get it. Same thing every day. Kind of boring, but really predictable. I kind of like predictable when I'm dealing with my weight. Doing simple better, creating the environment, getting the crap out of the pantry, not going anywhere near the pantry. When I feel full at night, I drink Perrier sparkling water, zero calories, tastes pretty good, fills my stomach. Your stomach doesn't have eyes. It doesn't know what you're putting in. It just knows it's full. So why not feed it with good stuff? All of that has to do with the environment. You want to be in better shape? Change your environment. Change the pantry, man. Get the stuff out of there. Change what the fridge is like. Get the stuff out of there. Change the environment. Get to the gym. Lift a couple weights. All of this stuff matters. Doing it all in one day, it's not going to make a difference. Over the course of 60 days and 90 days, oh my God. Like, I feel like I could lift my house right now, and I've only been doing it for the last 60 days. But at least I got started. When I got started, I felt like a fat, lethargic slob. I weighed 215 pounds. I weigh 202 now, but a lot of that's got to be muscle because my waist has gone down 3 inches, you know? And all of that is measurable. And I feel better, and it doesn't have anything to do with the scale. I'm not one of these scale Nazis. I don't stare at it every day. I just weigh myself just for the hell of it, you know? But it's a little bit of a way to measure. I'll tell you what, though, man. And when you change your environment, people and messages that you allow into your life, if you just took the negative out, like if you just took the processed food out of your diet, you would drop 10 pounds. You know, that's it. You don't even need to go and be this, you know, Olympic athlete and, you know, go to the gym every day. You don't need to do any of that. I mean, I go for walks. I think I told you, I haven't done cardio in, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. I go for walks now. I make sure I get 10,000 steps or close to it. I got my Apple Watch. I measure that. It's kind of cool. I like to measure that. So it gives me something to do. Gives me what? What's it give me? Gives me purpose. Anything with purpose is going to bring you profit, okay? And profit can be money. Profit can be better way. I mean, profit is just more of the good stuff and less of the bad. That's what it means to me. You want financial profit? You want health profit? You want relationship profit? Get more of the good and less of the bad. It's that simple. Change the environment. Hey, can I chat with you for 10 seconds? I want to call you. I'm going to call you from my cell phone. I want you to get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com, book a time. I'm going to call you, and we're going to launch your movement. We're going to find out what your zone of genius is, and you're going to launch this thing. You're not going to wait any longer and talk about doing it someday, one day. Get on my calendar, go to Launch with Sam. I'll call you. We'll get this thing going. All right? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.